Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Money Stepper Q&A Podcast, Question 76, Investing as a Teenager. Today's question comes from Charlie Piper. He asks, "Hello, I'm currently 16 and I wish to retire by the age of 40 with a pot between £1 to £2 million. I was therefore wondering about my best investment options to achieve this. I would like to withdraw 3% to live on through dividends and capital gains. Apart from maxing out my stocks and shares ISA on a low-cost index fund and possibly through bonds, how else should I invest? Thank you." Well, thank you for your question, Charlie. First of all, awesome job. I wish, and I bet that 99.9% of other listeners also wished, that they had started to think about their financial journey at a younger age. Therefore, for you to be asking such wise and sensible questions at the age of 16 is very impressive. I'm also a big fan of you having a goal established already. Your goal, you say, to retire age 40 with a pot between £1 to £2 million. And I'm impressed that you understand that you want to withdraw 3% per annum plus dividends to live on after the age of 40. Now, before we answer your question and we look into the techniques of how you get there, first I want to run some numbers to see what that actually means and whether your goals there are realistic. The first thing I want to know is how much you need to put aside each year in order to be able to achieve the goals you've set out there. So it's going to use a few assumptions, but the maths is fairly straightforward. So let's assume that you have nothing invested for your goal today. Conservatively, we can say that you'll earn on average 5% above inflation on your money over the 24-year time frame between today, when you're 16, and when you turn 40. So if you want a pot of £1 million in today's money when you're 40 based on those assumptions, you'll have to save £22,471 a year. If you wanted a pot of £2 million in today's money when you're 40 based on those assumptions, you'll need double that. You need to save £44,942 a year. Now, my first reaction to those figures, and I guess your first reaction as well, is they seem very high, don't they? How many 16-year-olds can realistically save £22,000 a year? However, the next part of that equation might make you feel a little better. You see, if you have a pot of £1 million when you were 40, which continued to grow at that 5% above inflation each year, and you withdrew 3% per annum plus the dividends, which we can say is 4% per annum, you'll effectively be taking out 7% a year while still earning 5% a year. At those levels, if you start that when you're 40, it means you'll take a retirement income, that 7%, of £70,000 in the first year which you retire. And 25% of that will be tax-free, and then the remainder taxes income and capital gains. If you carried on in that vein, even at the age of 90, you will still have a pot, all in today's money, of £300,000, and therefore you'd still be earning income when you're 90 of £21,000. So from that we conclude that a pot of £1 million in today's money is probably enough for you at the age of 40 based on your goals. So, can you save £22,000 per year over that time? It still seems very ambitious. So what are the ways we can address this? Well, the first variable in these calculations is our rate of return on our investments. In the calculations we've just been through, we base the figures on earning 5% above inflation on new investments. Long-term averages show that investments in the world's leading market indices have returned slightly more than that in the long run. So, if we adjust our return to, say, 7% above inflation, our annual invested amount that we require for that £1 million pot falls to £17,189 per year, which is a little bit more manageable. But still, it's a lot of money, especially for a young person to save. So we need to start thinking about other investments. We've based those figures on stock market returns. However, as you develop your investment portfolio, you might find that you can achieve better returns elsewhere from investments, say for example in property or in small business. The other variable we need to look at is time. Yes, for a 16-year-old, saving around £20,000 a year is a crazy proposition. However, depending on the career path you take, when you're 40, saving £20,000 a year may not seem so wild. For instance, if you earn £40,000 a year, then saving £20,000 is a savings rate of only 50%. Now, some people might say that 50% is, again, ambitious, but the average savings rate for participants in the Money Stepper Savings Challenge for 2015 was just over 50%. So therefore, you can argue that is actually a realistic goal. If, as your career progresses, you earn more than £40,000, then that percentage that you need to save falls to be able to save £20,000 a year. So I conclude that your plan, whilst ambitious, is realistically ambitious and pleasingly so. So, let's move on to the second part of your question. You ask, apart from maxing out your stocks and shares ISA on a low-cost index fund and possibly bonds, how should you invest? Well, the first suggestion from you there, maxing out your stocks and shares ISAs on a low-cost index fund, is the basis for Money Stepper's suggestion of passive income, on which we base all the assumptions in the first part of your question. So that is a good fundamental bedrock for your long-term investing. Now, the problem you have immediately is that in the UK, you have to be 18 years old to open a stocks and shares ISA. So your alternative until you turn 18 may be to invest in a high interest current or savings account, where at the minute you might be able to get between 3 and 5%. Now, looking beyond this, you mentioned bonds. You shouldn't really be looking at bonds in your situation, in my opinion. Bonds are generally lower risk, lower return assets, and so you won't see any great benefit in holding bonds in your investment portfolio over this length of time. Instead, in the long run, you want to be looking for higher reward investments that return more than the 6 to 7% over inflation each year. Commonly, as I said above, these will be investments in residential or commercial property, or maybe investments in small businesses. However, with these higher reward investments comes greater risk, and hence, they're things to be considered carefully over time. So Charlie, in conclusion, good work on having your goal and having a financial dream in place already. You're already asking the right questions. For the next couple of years until you turn 18, the most important thing you can do is put away some savings in the long term where you can, but more importantly, continue your education. Learning about personal finance, learning about investing now, will stand you in very good stead in the future. Good luck, Charlie. And if you've got any more questions, you know where the Money Stepper Q&A podcast is, as do all of you listeners out there. So send me a question. You can either send it via email, moneystepper@gmail.com, or directly on the website where you'll find the SpeakPipe app, and you can leave a voicemail on there, or you can leave a written question in the comments of any article or any section on Money Stepper. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you all have a good week. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.